Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Todd King, who is the Chief Product Officer for AOC Solutions. Hey, Todd, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for setting us up.
So we're here to talk about something really interesting and innovative that you have put into the market to solve a particular problem on the commercial payment side, and that is a processing platform that is dedicated to solving problems associated with payment, but doing so using a single-use virtual card payment. So I know that as you describe this to people in the space, you talk about your special sauce, your secret ingredient that makes your platform different and unique from others in the space. Fill us in. What is that special sauce?
Well, I think, you know, if you, before I even say what I think our special sauce is, I mean, you talked about the problems that we're trying to solve. And, you know, we looked at that first. And so what are we trying to solve with Transact Global? So when we're, you know, we're dealing with banks all the time. And so we get to hear lots of stories and lots of pain points and lots of problems. So, you know, one of the key ones we're hearing is just the cost of card processing, especially for, you know, virtual cards that are really very specific and are should be purpose-built. So they're wanting a platform that's really purpose-built. They're wanting to be able to understand their costs. They don't want invoices that, you know, tend to be, you know, 20, 30, even 100 pages we're hearing. They just want simplified billing. But in nowadays, in what, you know, you're doing when we're automating the entire AP, you know, process, they want, you know, access to more real-time data. So, I mean, you know, we're looking at posting things 4 to 6 hours, 6 days a week. So we're really changing the way that the data is moving around on the processing side, as well as, you know, fraud tools on virtual cards. So we're looking to do, and we're hearing that the traditional ones just don't work for virtual cards. So when we looked at all the problems, I would say what our special sauce is really simplicity, Karen, because, you know, Transact Global was engineered really from the bottom up for ease of use. And that means that's from the intuitive interface to just around the workflows of setting things up. It's very efficient. We're looking at reducing and eliminating features that just don't apply to other cards or to virtual cards, like hierarchy and card production and payment, paper statement production. I mean, all of those don't have any use in the virtual card environment. So we're looking to do away with those. But I guess when I talk about simplicity, you know, if you go back and look in the space and look at a lot of the large processing players, they've really conditioned the market that commercial cards are incredibly complex, mm-hmm. when in reality, they're not. These old legacy systems themselves that these commercial cards are running on are very complex, which I think has helped to really justify and over time has driven up that cost. And we think until now, because, you know, we think with Transact Global, you know, now there's an alternative, one that's purpose-built and it's simple and it'll drive down costs.
Well, it's interesting because I think one of the reasons that everyone believes this space is so complicated isn't so much the payment, but the data that goes along with the payment. And you touched on the fact that you actually do provide a different way of accessing data in real time. Can you explain a little bit more about how you do that?
Well, on the processing side, so if you take Transact Global in itself can be used by anyone and integrate to any system. So what we have done, and we have kind of secretly put together this whole digitally connected ecosystem. So we've got this whole, you know, B2B card and payables platform, which is Encompass, and we have this, you know, the supplier portal on the receivable side. And so we've already worked on this whole connected environment. So then when you enter Transact Global into the mix, you've got a way for data to be provided real time both to the, you know, the buyer and the supplier, and we've integrated Transact Global into that. So when I talk about posting real time, you know, every 4 to 6 hours, you're not having to wait for batch processing. You're not having to wait until the next day sometimes to see some of this data. It's flowing freely through our entire ecosystem.
So how does that impact the customer implementation of your platform? It sounds like you've simplified that as well, which can also be a sticking point for getting these solutions off the ground. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I guess, to me, the real question is, you know, why do banks have to deal in days for implementation, you know, rather than minutes? I mean, these implementations tend to be quite long, you know, which then immediately costs them revenue and frustrates customers on the other side. So customer implementations never needed to take a week or more. And so we think what we've done is the technology in our platform is that differentiator because it's built for real time. You know, most of the platforms that I even mentioned earlier were built on 80s and 90s technology, and again, they're very batch driven. So when we go to this real time environment where we have in this intuitive workflow, we just think it's easier, and you can add financial institutions. You're going to be able to add organizations, and you're going to be able to do it rather quickly. We know that because banks, we work with a lot of banks, and we know that, you know, just operationally speaking, that they are creating teams, have specific roles that do nothing but customer implementations, and we think that, you know, that's not necessary. We've tried to remove the unnecessary bureaucracy, the redundant controls, and then, you know, just the number of fields to again, go back to simplicity, simplify how that is set up, and, you know, we think that's going to be successful. In fact, we even joke a little bit about, you know, how easy it is, and we see salespeople out there really selling it and being able to pull up the interface and actually, you know, log in, you know, help them log in and actually create something on the fly, and the customer will be up and running.
Wow, that's amazing, but I think it speaks to the power of really thinking about the problem set as you identified early, and then engineering a solution using innovations in technology to solve for that, which you obviously have done. Let me ask a question about fraud. You touched on that topic at the very beginning, and you said one of the inspirations for Transact Global was also recognizing that existing fraud tools didn't work in a virtual card environment. Explain why they don't and what you've done to make that part of your solution better for your customer.
Well, I think, you know, at the forefront, I think we all really understand, you know, the good news on virtual cards is there is fraud is low, and it's low by design. I mean, there are controls set up for, you know, amounts and time frames and merchandise. And even if you can find examples where a virtual card was compromised, you know, it's, you know, impossible or hard to really abuse that. But if we look in the environment today and the fraud tools available, we think that, you know, they're problematic. Because if you just look at, like, the neural networks, they require lots of history to make sense of the present and future use, and virtual cards really have no history. And then a lot of the rules engines are somewhat clumsy when it comes to virtual cards, right? So if you have those in place, you sometimes have a ton of false positives. So in our opinion, you know, none of these traditional fraud tools would work. And in fact, you know, I would challenge, you know, a lot of the, you know, the people out there that are using some of these to really investigate and look at those tools that you are using on virtuals cards just to see what benefit you're really getting. Now, Transact Global, it does benefit from integration to some of our other products, like, you know, I mentioned Encompass, and I mentioned AR Exchange, similar to our supplier portal, because we have lots of rich history of activity, you know, with merchants. So we've got interesting story to tell behind the scenes there that can help inform you know, fraud type decisions, but also Transact Global, and I think this is, you know, a little interesting when you take this and pair it with AR Exchange, is that Transact Global is really notified when a merchant takes possession of the virtual card. And that really limits, we feel, the exposure significantly.
Interesting. So we talked a little bit before we got onto the interview about the whole area of commercial payments and the degree to which innovation has really just started to touch this space, which is great. I'd love to get your impression on the things that you've seen that you think have really made a difference in this space over the last couple of years, and specifically, what of those innovations have you taken on board and helped inform the development of your solutions that you now have in the market?
Well, there's a couple that come to mind, and I guess selfishly, I could really stick to the theme and just generally talk about virtual card concept. I mean, yes, it's not necessarily a new concept. They've been, around since, 2000 in specific verticals. But if you look at probably the last 5 years, you've just started to see a mass adoption or people becoming more comfortable with using them and purchasing them online. So I think we're at a verge where we're seeing virtual cards being ubiquitous. So, I think that in itself has really, changed our strategy and why it's been so important now to invest in that space and to create Transact Global. The other one isn't necessarily as key or important, but it's really around some of the cloud-based technology and the unlimited virtual computing that we can get from that and how quickly that we can, scale, up and down. And then when you really take that and kind of integrate it, in that ecosystem that I mentioned earlier, I mean, we're really getting to be able to provide some very unique, interesting solutions in the market.
Well, and I think that helps, because if you're able to provide a portfolio of solutions that meet the end user need and you then make those available to your customers, that's that makes easier end-to-end process all the way around. And, that loop, I'm sure, is a continuous feedback loop that you're constantly getting feedback from your customers who are getting it from the end users that you're taking on board and perfecting and fine-tuning your product as you go.
Well, and we also know that cost matters. So, I mean, we definitely know that it's all about, flexibility and speed. And if we're able, to do that and drive down operational costs, I mean, everybody is happy at the end of the time. So we also think that really is going to be a competitive advantage for us.
So obviously you talk to your customers and look at what else is going on in the ecosystem to inform your own roadmap going forward. But where do you specifically look to getting information or inspiration for the next evolution of your platform? Anything come to mind?
Well, I mean, with any great product team, I mean, we continue to stay close to the market, and listen to our customers. And I think where AOC, so since I'm responsible for the product team of AOC and 3 Delta, we actually get to deal with both buying organizations, and with suppliers. And so we kind of see and get to talk to very different players who have very different problems to solve. But when you bring them all together, it's when we can jointly solve problems and we're extending value to all of the players in that so-called ecosystem, right? So if we're providing solutions where everybody is benefiting, we think that is sticky and that's powerful, and we've got a good story to tell.
Well, it certainly sounds like you do, and this is an interesting product that I think looks like it's certainly tuned into a very particular pain point, and will continue to evolve as those end users develop new use cases and new pain points that that need to be further addressed. Todd, it was great to get the inside scoop on Transact Global and how you're thinking about the space. Thanks for joining me today.
Yes, thanks, Karen, a lot for having us.
Awesome.